Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am actually doing okay. I have had more than one person in my life going through a lot of crisis over the past week or so, but everything is resolving in a good way. And so I'm just feeling very blessed, and I was happy to bless others when they were going through a passage. It's been an interesting week spiritually for me. How about you?
Oh, it's been a good week. Life is good.
Aren't you happy that both Venus and the Sun are in Aries now?
It's fun and games. You know, I love that connection because it is such a in the now, in the present, loving energy together right now. The simplest of things can make the happiest of joys right now.
Absolutely. And, of course, the moon tonight is in square to both of them, and I find that very interesting because a lot of times we feel insecure. Life has been hard for most of us to be going through the pandemic, but our plans are in Aries. Just be who you are. You know, everybody else is taken, and to find security within yourself and know that your I am is still expressing itself the way it needs to, but allow yourself to be emotional if you need to be. You know, it's been kind of a trend in my readings for the last 3 days.
I've found it to be a little bit of a somber time for people. We had the moon go over Mars, and it got everybody a little bit more distressed, and then it goes into Cancer. And, again, we have that emotion of where is my security and safety after all of this? And I agree with you. It is all about, you know, living in the day, living in the moment, enjoying the spring of what it is, because things are moving in the right direction. They may not be moving as quickly as what we'd like to, but they are moving in the right direction to where we will be able to move around again. We will be able to be free again. But the lesson here is security within ourselves. We're the ones. Each and every one of us have managed to navigate through this today. And this is a good thing. Even though it may have caused some stress and some sorrows and some difficulties, the thing is we're here. We've done it, and we're continuing to do it, and life is good. There are joys around that show us the beauty of life is still here, and it will continue to be.
I so agree with you. You know, astrology, sometimes when people start out with it, okay, and they start to see these squares, they get very worried about that. And I say, whoa, squares or challenge, okay? You can accept the challenge now or later, but when you meet the challenge of the square, you're going to grow, and you're going to become more. So I would rather say, I accept the challenge, show me how, spiritually, than to feel diminished. That never has worked for me, okay? And so I love this because I am a Cancer, and I have more than one planet of Cancer, as you well know. But at the same time, the most challenging times of my life, out of it came a rebirthing in an amazing way. Once I chose to accept that the new me was going to be part of the me I was becoming, okay? And that really helped me to help other people with our work, you know, to understand that. Is it going to be tough? Oh, yeah. Are you going to prevail? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. As you would say, keep the faith.
You know, and I always
say, I so love that about you.
Aw, thank you. But that's the beauty of the square, is that it's a challenge, okay? It's not that, you know, like an inconjunction or a quincunx, which is more divinely given. You know, here again, the intricacies of an inconjunction are totally different of an animal to where you can't control it. When you have a challenge, you can control your actions. You can make those changes. It may not be fun. But when you do, I so agree with you. The victory of the challenge is well worth the effort that you put into it. And that is such a theme for right now because, again, here, the challenges that are upon us, they are difficult, but they can be made through. Again, my favorite thing, just trust the process, have faith, and it will get there. And this is what it's all about. I like that we have Mercury in Pisces right now because it does give people that faith. And it does allow us to take a break. You know, we can go into the others with music or a nice hot bath or a walk on the beach or whatever takes our break away. Our head can really get into that and really relax with it. And there's where we can recharge. In that faith and keep going again because there is a change coming ahead.
Oh, yes. And Saturn is in exact trine to Mars and Gemini. Saturn being Aquarius is like, think higher, look at your options. There could be a plan A and a plan B. Because Mars and Gemini often can bring to your attention choices that you have not yet considered. And because they're in trine to Saturn in Aquarius, which is about higher mind, the closer you are to spirit, the more that you listen to the teachers or you listen to your inner guidance system, I believe, that you were born with, you're going to realize that you're not stuck, that you do have choices, okay? And I love those trines right now. I mean, Jupiter's still a little bit too far away to access it, but Saturn's right on it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I love that about the chart tonight because I thought about some of the mentors I've had in my life. Like you and I have both been on the astrological path for a long time. We have different teachers, but each one gave us a precious jewel, you know, and out of that we were able to create, what do you want to call a tiara or a necklace or something that at some point all that we learned came into some form of divine order. There was a beautiful treasure for our soul, okay? And that's what I thought of when I was looking at this. But I don't know why I've been this way lately. I just have to go off a little bit. Sorry.
Well, while you're going off, we have a full moon coming next Sunday before we go on the radio. What do you think that one?
Oh, yes. Now, the full moon, I really love this chart. And the reason I love this chart is because there's trines in air, there's trines in fire, and you know I don't really have any earth in my chart, okay? So I don't think I'm being selfish about loving this chart. I think I'm being a little self-centered, but I think there's a time that we do have to center on self because many of us are givers. Especially many people that call on the show. They're doing the spiritual work. They're trying to help other people. They're trying to help their family members. I think it's okay to center on self. So I think the word self-centered is sometimes misinterpreted. I think, you know, selfishness is different than that. It's not the same thing. You know?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Being centered
so
within yourself.
I love this chart.
Well, and I do too. And this is, you talk about the centering and being centered. And it is about being balanced because, again, here there is. Selfishness is an ego thing. Self-centered means that you are centered within your soul and you have that balance that can manifest great things not only for yourself but others. we do need to have, it's the same theory as put on your seatbelt first before putting on others. You have to make sure you are taken care of before you can help others. And this is such a time period for that, that we have had such a dramatic thing here that has occurred astrologically wise. And we're right at that tip to where it's shifting again. And I love that it's shifting with the full moon in Libra, because that brings emotional balance. Libra is the love. Libra is the energy that really can harmonize with the universe. And it's opposing the Sun and Venus at that time, as well as Chiron.
And Chiron.
The wounded healer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So true. Yeah.
Because this is all about rebalancing, healing those old wounds, living in the joy of the day, and knowing the quality of the day. The gift given in the day is such a beautiful thing. And, you know, we've gotten into technology and all these other things and life and how we're moving so quickly from one thing to the next and multitasking and things like this. And the universe says, hey, slow down. Let's balance this out. Let's look at this. Let's get rid of those old things that we're carrying from the past, and let's see what today brings that we can make better. And that's why I love this full moon. I think it has such great potential for people transforming and changing their perspective and rebalancing their life,
yeah,
emotional.
Absolutely. And I think it's about the I, the D, and the we in relationships, too. Now, in Sun and Chiron and Venus are all conjunct in Aries. They're opposing Libra, the planet of peace and harmony and true justice from on high. Okay? To me, it's position, heal thyself. And when you put yourself in a balance first, and you feel clear about your personal I am, not only can you balance others, but they will receive it so happily, so fulfilling right now. Our counseling work right now, especially with you, because the moon's going to be sitting right on your Sun, honey. You are going to be doing crazy, wonderful things for this next month. I mean, you're going to be out of control, hon.
Transforming and changing, manifesting things in a balanced way.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have a couple of callers on hold. We should probably see what they need from us tonight.
Oh, okay. How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, ladies. How are you? My name's Ellen.
Hey,
Ellen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Here it's like we're over the hump of the worst of the virus, and it looks like things are brightening up here. So I hope that's true in your part of the world, too.
Oh, it's good.
Ellen, I have to know, Ellen, when's your birthday?
May 26, 1956.
All right. If you're on here.
So
I got you.
You're
still in New York?
Yes, I'm still in New York.
Thank you.
So did you have a specific question for us tonight?
Yes, I am thinking of taking a trip, and on my solar return, I will be in a different city. And I understand that that's kind of an important thing. I'm actually, maybe we can talk about that. Is it important to try to figure out where you are on your solar return to give you an idea of what your upcoming year will be like?
Absolutely.
Jacqueline's
where do you
an expert on this. Jacqueline's an expert on this. Go for it, girl.
What city do you think you're going to be in on your birthday?
Phoenix, Arizona, or in that area.
Okay, that is going to make a difference. So we're going to see. Ooh, really? You want to? I wouldn't suggest that. Okay, and I'll give you the reason why. The reason why I say that is because that puts your Sun in your 12th house, your house of the hidden. Okay, which you've got the North Node conjuncted this year, and so it's all about enlightenment and awakening. So unless you want to be a monk in Tibet, I don't suggest this because it's a very spiritual journey that you'll get out of it. But I'm worried about the beating the crap out of yourself that you're going to do along the way, okay? I usually don't suggest people put their sun or any daily planet into the 12th house for their solar return as a result of it eludes them and they don't see what they're doing with it until the next year. And then all of a sudden, well, why did I do that? What was with that? And it's because you tend to use it in a negative way. So could you possibly be back in New York at that point in time?
Well, actually, then maybe I could delay the trip one day and leave the following day. Would that make a difference?
Yes.
Absolutely. And you'd be in Brooklyn or that general vicinity?
Or the Bronx in New York City. Yes.
Okay. Well, I like it better. Even though I'm not really happy with that.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Okay.
Yep.
Again, I said I don't like any of your daily planets in there, and most specifically your soul. But if you're still in the city, you put Mercury, Venus, and Mars. So I would have to say I would go the other way.
Well, I want to just say one thing, and that is I like the Gemini rising, though, in the Phoenix chart. And I like the fact that Venus and Mercury are in the first house because it's about self-expression. But there is a certain element of invisibility, as Jacqueline pointed out, with their sun in the 12th house, but a lot of us are doing things remotely. We're doing things with it. We are invisible. All they hear is a voice. And the sun in Gemini in the 12th can serve that if that's what you do every day, okay? But Venus and Mercury being in a first house, your self-expression is going to be where you need to concentrate in order to make a great year if you are in Phoenix. And then when we look at you in New York, you have Cancer rising, and Mars is right on the ascendant in Cancer. And it's forming beautiful trines to your Neptune, the ninth. So even if you were a little hidden, even if you were doing things remotely and doing them in a new way because of the pandemic, which many of us are, I still feel your spirituality and your devotion is going to come through. And I'm not Jack on this, like a kiss and a slap with each chart, okay?
And I'm going to have to agree with Aphrodite. If I had to choose between this, and I even looked into California or moving all the way into California to see if this could work to get that into the first house, because I do like the sun in the first house. And I might get you on Avalon, Catalina Island, because that's far out and further out there, but it still doesn't get out of your 12th house. And again here, the whole fact of that is that I'm going to say this. First of all, it is the solar return occurs 26 at 8:50 a.m. That's the stamp or mark or impression of the time of when your solar return is going to set in. So whatever location you're at that specific time, that's going to make the mark. With this, I have to agree with Aphrodite that I do feel that I would rather see you out in Phoenix or that general vicinity than here. And I will say this about it. It is a spiritual journey. So you're going to have a strong test of faith. She's correct that Mars trine Neptune is really about believing and having that faith and trusting the process as things go through. So it is about you and your spiritual routine every day, trusting that process for this year, okay? I don't care what kind of spiritual routine you use, but use a spiritual routine throughout this year for your solar return. It gives you a moon in Sagittarius, so comedy and humor is really great for you this year. So when it gets too heavy, find something to laugh about. Find something to release that tension by humor or comedy. It will help you out a great deal.
Okay. Wow, you guys have given me a lot to think about. This was a tougher question than I thought it would be.
But, you know, a charts are complicated, and in a few minutes on the show, we try to give you as much information as we can. Now, are you a healer by trade?
Am I what by trade? I'm sorry?
A healer.
Did you say? No. I do a little bit of Reiki, but it's just something I do on the sidelines, and I'm kind of quiet about it.
Well, Saturn, okay, on your birthday this year, is going to be sitting right on Chiron, the wounded healer of your chart, with beautiful trines and blessing lines, okay, to the south node, which I think that some of that work is probably more needed, and you might feel in the upcoming year that that's something you want to share more. And I kind of like that for you. And I like the Gemini planets are going to be transiting through your ninth house, okay, of metaphysics. And the Gemini forces give you the ability to communicate, to teach and learn simultaneously, to be able to be incredible counsel to people with whatever your area of expertise is. So I think it's good. Now, Mars in Cancer is in its fall, but I was born with Mars in Cancer. And the thing I like about Mars in Cancer is I can accept a lot of things, but I don't always deal with things in a forthright manner. So when I blow like a powder keg, okay? And it's not pretty, honey. It's not pretty, okay? So it's
I've
good for
there.
You to deal with things as they're happening this year. As they're going down, deal with them as close to now as you can so there's no buildup, if you follow me. All right?
Yes. Okay. Wow, I want to say thank you so much. You've given me a lot of information, and I'm going to replay this and make my final decision, but I'm pretty sure at this point I will take your guidance and be in Phoenix. I don't like that invisibility aspect that you talked about, but everything else sounds positive.
And I'm going to put one more thing in here as a positive note, because if you're in Phoenix, your midhaven is on your natal Mars. So what that indicates to us is that your actions are going to be motivated for your higher good or your higher being. Again, here we have that trust the process that it's all good, that it may be a little bit more dramatic, it may be a little bit more interesting for you, but that it's going to be good in the end result. So really trust and use that faith a great deal here. And don't blow up like Aphrodite said, because I hear you on that Mars and Cancer thing.
And the midheaven star is your crown chakra. So what she's talking about is really keep yourself open to spirit. Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful configuration for that.
Thank you so much. You've convinced me. Thank you.
Keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know, okay? We're so happy
Thank
to serve you.
Ladies.
God
okay.
bless
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was super interesting, wasn't it?
It's interesting. Usually I get a heads up in advance, and I can look at a solar return, you know, with my appointments and things. I can look at a solar return, and I can sit there and play with it for a little while if I don't like it. This is right off the cuff. I don't think I've done something like that before.
I love it. Again, it's interesting the reason that people call us, you know, and when we look at their chart, we're like, yeah. You need to talk to somebody.
Yeah. The confusion there.
Yeah, so you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Air code 229, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Melvin, how are you?
It's been a while.
I'm doing a little bit. Yeah, I've been in the hospital.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay now?
Recovering.
What happened? What happened? If you don't mind my asking on the air.
I went to the hospital because I was wheezing. And so they checked me out, and then next thing I knew that I woke up with a stent, not a stent, but a catheter in my chest.
Right.
And they had to drain fluid from me, and then my lungs went out. I mean, not lungs, my kidneys was not functioning.
Wow, wow.
Not functioning.
Okay.
And I think they gave me some wrong medicine. But I just wanted to ask, like, do y'all see my kidneys coming back after this medicine get out of my system? Because I wasn't urinating, but now I am. I was on oxygen, but now I'm not.
Okay. Now, are you diabetic?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought so. Now, Melvin, do you still live in Georgia? You live somewhere else, don't you?
Yeah. No, it's in Georgia. And then my sugar level been normal, and also my blood pressure been normal.
Good.
So
that's a good sign right
just
there.
Just waiting on me. Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at your chart and see what we can see for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, well, you're a quadruple grand square right now, which means that you need to be very disciplined and follow all the protocol they gave you right now. It's the best result, okay? So I don't know what your lifestyle is like and all that. Now, are you working or are you on disability?
I'm on disability. I'm not working.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right. That's okay. But I saw that again, you're feeling a lot of limitation for more than one reason. But the good news is, let me see if I can get there for a second. Give me a minute. Computer's like not behaving very well. Okay. Right now, Mars is in Gemini and trine to your Venus in Libra. And so my feeling is right now is that you do need to keep a very strong mental attitude. And even though what you've been through is very emotional, it's time for you to say, okay, do I really need to do this now or can this wait? Okay? And to follow the instructions. So you have a lot of plants in Virgo. And they're opposing to some of the plants that just entered Aries. So because of that, say, I agree. I concur. I'm going to do how I've been directed. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I agree. I did because this is the reason why we use astrology is this because if one chart doesn't see, you don't see what you want to see in one chart, you see it in another. And, you know, I was looking to see where that lied in your chart as far as having this occur. And if in your solar return, your sun is in your 12th house. What that does is it sometimes requires surgery to rebalance you. You have a Libra moon this year. And with that, what that does is it sets off that weakness for you for your own greater benefit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is all about healing yourself is what I'm trying to say. Are you going to get better? Yes, absolutely. But it makes it to where you're focusing on your health and your well-being. In your solar return, you also have Mercury in Libra. This Mercury in Libra in your first house makes you rebalance the situation, okay? And so when you look at this, rebalancing your life. This is all about taking your life back. because it is setting a new foundation for your health. You had on your solar return Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter all in trine to your sun. So this is all about that foundational shift for a new life for you. So think about it as a new regime, a new life, a new situation. I have to agree with Aphrodite that medication is crucially important to the balance of this, because you're in a T-square in your solar return with your north node, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that it's all, you have Neptune in your sixth house, in Pisces, and your sun in opposition to it. That's the T-square. And so it is for your own greatest benefit to follow the medication for a period of time. This will end somewhere around August. You'll be feeling like you've gotten through this whole tunnel and that you're starting to feel like you're back to normal again. So it is going to take a process to do this. This is a year-long process, not just a short process. So relax with it. Know that by changing your routine and changing your care of yourself, more specifically, look at things in a different perspective, okay? You'll find that this is a good year for you when you look back. It really will change your life.
Okay, because I am on a 2,000-calorie diet. I have lost 40 pounds, and I take my medication, and I'm in physical therapy.
Good.
I can walk. So I'm doing everything the doctors and nurses and dietitians and physical therapy, I'm doing everything they tell me to do.
Good. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
This is a year about you taking care of yourself.
Yeah, because I just have a gut feeling that my kidneys will start by working, start by functioning. Is that in the chart? I put it this way, will I be on dialysis the rest of my life?
What I'm going to say is drink a lot of water. I think you need more water in your body. I think that is the most important thing with this. I think that'll help flush it, and I think it'll help heal it.
So
I agree with that, but I really think that nutrition is number one. Nutrition for you is number one. What kind of a diet are you eating?
Just a low-fat diet. I don't eat no bread. I don't eat no starchy foods. I don't eat red meat. I'm just doing turkey sandwiches, and for breakfast I have some grits and some turkey, some turkey,
Now, how much weight do you have? Are you underweight or overweight?
I was overweight. I was weighing over 300, close to 300 pounds.
Okay. And that's not uncommon for a diabetic, okay, that they gain weight and stuff like that if they're not working with their diet. Because medication's only going to bring you so far, whether it's insulin or some other kind of medication.
Yeah.
It's very important for you to look at your glycemic index, okay? And also because, again, you do want a certain amount of energy. So some of the root vegetables could be actually healthy for you. Things like carrots, potatoes, sweet potatoes, okay?
Not in
abundance, but to balance you. But I think you're going with turkey or fish if you care for it. Those are better for your circulatory system. So you have to understand that behind what's going on with your kidneys, your diabetes is part of that process. So if your blood sugar is in control and you can create a diet that you truly feel fulfilled in, just your attitude alone, your emotions are going to feel much better because your glycemic index is going to be where it needs to be for good brain and emotional function, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So look at these things, and that, now, do you eat salad? Do you eat live food?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Everything you
salad's
name,
very
I
good
eat.
For you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
These things are good. And, again, they want you not to have too much protein going into the body if the kidneys are having trouble. So for you to stay with other kind of protein sources, okay, that are a little bit more easily moved to your system, like certain lentil beans, black beans, those kinds of things can be good. And there's also fiber to help you to cleanse your system. Because you've got a lot of plants in Virgo. You want to keep your colon happy, okay? And I say that truly. And I so agree with Jacqueline about the hydration. Hydration is important, but don't drink things like soda, okay?
I don't.
Water.
I don't.
Good green tea, things that are good for you, and just plain good water is great, because what it's going to do, again, it's going to keep you hydrated because your kidneys need to have something to work with, okay?
Right.
And that's what happens. It's a water purification system. So I so agree with Jacqueline about that. That's probably number one. And fish is usually okay. Turkey's okay. And there's other protein sources that you can get. But I think right now you're doing a great job.
Yeah. I mean, they called me and they came the other day and they took the oxygen machine. They said, I don't need it anymore.
That's a good
Yippee! Thing. Yippee! I'm so happy for you, Melvin. That's great.
Yeah, and now I'm going to start urinating real fast like I was, because at first I couldn't get it off. So that it started back. And I know in my heart, I just know and I believe that I'm definitely going to be, my kidney is going to be restored.
Yep.
I mean,
because your natal chart, Venus is in Libra, and Venus is the planet of love. If you love your kidneys, they're going to love you back.
That's right. There you go. I sure love them. Because I sure don't love dialysis.
Yeah. Now, what do you do to keep yourself occupied? What do you do to keep yourself occupied?
I read the Bible. I do a lot of reading. But, see, I have a lot of this whole, every week I'm busy. Like the physical therapist. You know, they come by twice a week. My nurse come by twice a week. I'm just from Monday all the way until Friday. Saturday and Sunday, that's my break.
Well, I want to say that's something that you need to hear tonight to you. All that you're putting in, not just good food, good scripture, taking care of your physical body, you know, keeping the faith. I love all this because everything you're feeding yourself is very nurturing. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with you. It is about staying in tune with this and living in the joy of the day, and I think you're doing that.
Okay. So I'm pretty much on the right track.
Yes.
Sure are. Sure.
So I'm going to call you guys. Well, I'm going to call you guys one day and tell you my kidneys have started back working.
Good.
I'm hoping that day is sooner than later. I'm hoping that day is very soon for you because you know what? You're doing everything in your power you can to make this the best it can be. Yes.
Yeah. Because I think that they gave me some wrong medication to cause it to go ahead on that because it was functioning, you know, very well right, before I went in the hospital. And I asked the doctor, I said, I came to here for my breathing and wheezing, and now my kidneys didn't stop. But what did y'all do? And he said they didn't do anything. But I was thinking about getting my medical records and getting me an attorney because I came out with bed sores too.
Well, Melvin, when they give you a medication, you get the complete list of side effects on the medication. So I'm sure you have those records, okay? If I were you, I would pull these out. You have a lot of plants in Virgo. Your powers of concentration, your ability to analyze is amazing. Go through these things of all the side effects, the meds you've been taking, take like a highlighter and highlight that anything that points towards problems with the kidneys before you pursue this in any kind of legal way. In other words, get your information together first so you're certain, because then you're going to be like a tiger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and review these things. You have the time right now. You're reading. You don't have much physical activity right now. You're just trying to get better. Go through and look at all the side effects and highlight the things that you have a question about before you talk to your doctor about it, okay? Because it's good for you to have that information in the palm of your hand. Okay.
Right. So, okay. Well, I was going to...
I'm giving you homework. I'm giving you homework, Melvin.
Okay. Hey, when do you guys see me give my stimulus check? It should be on my car by now, shouldn't it?
I haven't gotten mine either, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Some people, my family got there, they're getting there. I don't know if I have it. I might have it. I haven't checked today. I haven't checked, you know, my account. It might be.
Well, I know some people are getting it later than earlier. If it's a direct deposit, I think it's quicker. Something they mail to you, which they're mailing mine to me, take longer for mine, and I know that. So I haven't even bothered to check on it. I think it's going to come in the moment I need it. And you don't have any planets that are moving right now to your 10th house of the government at all by transit. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I think it's going to take its natural course, is what I'm going to say. I will go back to exactly what Aphrodite said, because I believe that to be true. You will get that check when you need it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's going to be any sooner or any later than the time that will come in at the perfect timing for you. There's no inclination of anything but a natural course for you as far as this check is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mars is going to enter your fourth house of security, and I'm going to tell you when that happens so you don't wait every day and bite the bullet here.
Mm-hmm.
The latest it's going to come is the 14th of April. That would probably be the latest, because that's when Mars enters your fourth house of security. Let me double check that. Give me a second. 20 degrees of Gemini. All right, I lied. The latest it's going to come in is going to be the 7th to the 8th of April. So you may have like another couple weeks wait, but I don't think it's beyond that point. Okay, so just hang in there and do the best you can, because right now it's moving to the third house of community, and you're going to all these, you know, therapy sessions, you know, locally, and you're doing all that. Then Mars goes into your fourth house of home and security. After it hits the 20th degree, then it's going to reconnect with your Mars within a week. So the things you were going to do with the money, a week later, you will do them effectively, okay? So allow yourself to rest on this, saying, I just trust, I just have the faith, it's going to come at the right time, okay?
Okay, all right, yeah.
And you keep us posted, okay, Melvin? We're happy to hear from you always.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
And you have a super sweet night, okay?
Okay, you all too. Thank you. Thanks.
All right, God bless. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Now, everybody's already had this money spent since January. You know this, right? Jacqueline.
Yeah, but Albert.
It's crazy. I didn't do that. I always like to have a plan A and a plan B. Otherwise, I can't be as sane as I pretend to be. Anyway, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wow. Hi, guys.
Area code 415, you're on the air. How are you?
Hey, it's Jessica from New York. I'm great. I'm just resting today. I'm kind of tired this weekend. Oh, my goodness. 7-16-77.
Gotcha. This Cancer moon does that to people. It makes, you know, it makes them a little bit more lazier, a little bit more lifeless. It's there for you to pamper yourself and take care of yourself and relax. So I appreciate that. Most people felt the same way about this weekend, is that it was a little bit more tiring, or felt a little bit more tired this weekend than usual.
Yeah, well, I feel a little bit, shall I say, a little bit bad, because I haven't been pampering myself so much. I've been working so much. Just like every day, I have just this list of things to do, and I really just end up doing one of them or two of them, and then I'm like exhausted and I can't do anything else. And I was just curious as far as what you guys were seeing in the career thing, because I spoke to you guys a couple of weeks ago and you were like, oh, there's a lot going on in your chart and, like, you know, all my dreams are coming true. And it dawned on me after we got off, because you guys are always saying to me something about, like, a second career. And a lot has been going on in my money sector. Like, I started trading stocks, and I've been learning about stocks, and I've been learning about crypto and trading crypto, And I feel like this is, well, this, it's not like I feel like it. It's another avenue of income for me, and it feels like it's something I'm going to be, like the stock thing, it feels like I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life, because it's something that I can just do for a couple of hours a day. And I was just curious what you guys are picking up around that, because, I mean, not like I need approval about it, but it just, it dawned on me afterwards, after we got off the phone, I was like, I wonder if that's what they're always talking about with me with second career. I mean, I'm always doing a lot of things anyway, but I was really surprised that came into my life, like pleasantly surprised. Like all my finances, like I see all these avenues of income that Spirit's opening for me now. And I love it. It's really exciting.
Where do you live now, Jessica?
Right outside New York. New York City still, yeah.
That's because Jupiter's transiting through your second house of personal finances, along with Mercury and Neptune. None of them are conjunct each other. So these epiphanies have come piece by piece, is what I'm trying to say. Jupiter's going to be there for a while. It just got in there just shortly. And it's going to be in there for, a year and a half, something like that. And so this is about the personal finances. Natalie, you have, and this is where I'm going with this, because it is in trine to Neptune right now. Natalie, you have 29 degrees Mars in Taurus in your fifth house of speculation. You also have Venus there, and Mars is transiting over that Venus. The North Node is right conjuncted as well. And so I'm not surprised that you would be in this as a secondary thing at this point in time. I do think you can learn a lot. I think you can grow a lot in this. And I do think it could be a part-time thing for the long term for you. So I like it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I'm not sure we're looking at the same chart. Let me make sure I have the right information. this is July 16, 77, 7:12 p.m. New York?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I've got.
Well, to me, the second house more has to do with things like real estate and things that are more grounded in the power. Now, right now, Mars is about to pass over your Venus in Gemini. So for you to make money in more than one way is absolutely ideal right now, especially if it's something you enjoy. So the fifth house is recreation, but it's also gambling, okay? And when you do things that you're doing investment on the Internet, yes, it's gambling, but Mars is going to be in Gemini now for another few weeks. Now, it's going to pass over your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune, and let me just tell you exactly when that's going to occur, because this could be important. And that's going to be between the 11th and the 15th of April, right before tax day, okay? So what's happening between now and then, as Mars moves through Gemini, you making your money in more than one way. Now, Mars is going to be opposing your Neptune over the next few days in Sagittarius. Now, what you're dealing with, something that's going on internationally when you're dealing with the cryptos. So I can see why spiritually you were drawn to this, just to let you know that.
But because you have so much in Leo, even though you're a Cancer sun, you want to see the victory before it's ready. Okay? And I have planets that are split between Cancer and Leo, too, so I know that. But the trines between the Leo planets in your chart and the South Node and Sag just indicates to concentrate on the journey and not the destination right now. Okay? If you love doing this and you love the way it makes your heart feel, if it gives you hope, it gives you a feeling that something really wonderful could happen, and you realize that I am worthy of this bounty that could come to me. A lot of this is about attitude and your own personal spirituality. Saturn is opposing your Mercury and your vertex. It's going to be opposing your Saturn natally. So you could end up in a very position where you could be very generous for other people. So you could get a windfall in the cycle. But you're the kind of person you do need to have a plan A and a plan B. Because when you gamble, it's an if. When you make a salary, it's a win, okay? So right now, you need to balance those energies for now. But I think there's potential in this. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not, like, super attached to it. I mean, I fully am aware that it's gambling, especially with the crypto. I mean, I'm going in with eyes wide open. I'm still, like, it's interesting because I'm learning so much every day, and part of me is really excited about that, and part of me is, like, really exhausted by it, especially with the crypto, because it's very complicated with some of the things, and there's a lot of shady stuff going on with it. I'm just taking it step by step, and, like, even right now, I mean, I'm trying to withdraw some of the money, and I'm having difficulty doing it. And it's just, it's like, that's what's exhausting me. So it's just, I don't know, one thing after the next here.
Well,
but
I think when we think about money is our only source of treasure, okay? What I do in my meditations and in my prayers is I want to prosper in all my ways. I don't bring it down to what's in my bank account, okay? I haven't been able to do that for many years now. I'm widowed, but so what I do is I look at prospering all my ways and prospering others, and you're a very spiritual being, and you doing this and saying to yourself, you know, if I want to be blessed and if this gives me some element of enjoyment, it opens up another door for me to be blessed in the work I am doing. And when you balance that out, as Jacqueline said, keep the faith and say, it's a possibility because if I do make money from this, I'm going to use it to do good things because that's the person you are, okay? I would play with it until either I can't see anything wrong with it. I just don't think you should put all your eggs in one basket, and you haven't done that, so you're already ahead of me.
Right, yeah, no, I definitely have not done it, and it gives me the feeling, I mean, especially the stocks. Let's just say the stocks. It's much easier for me to do that. Maybe it's just because I'm, like, a little bit older. I'm not, like, the tech age millennials. But, like, I just feel really, like, I see all my dreams being able to, like, for so long I wasn't, I guess I wasn't really in that flow of money, or it didn't feel like I was. Like, there was a lot of spiritual growth I had to go through, and something was weird with the money, or it was on hold, or I don't really know. I mean, I was always taken care of, but then this door opened for me a month ago or a month plus ago, and it's been really exciting. Like, I see all the things that I desire. Like, I it is that, like you were saying, it's, I feel very hopeful and exciting, and, like, I can make things happen, and I feel more expansive, and I feel really, like, I feel like I hit jackpot with things, and it's that lifestyle that I always saw myself having and wanting. Like, I just see all those things possible, and it's just two avenues of additional income from, like, the other things that I have with my business.
Right.
So
and your Venus and your Jupiter both
really
in Gemini,
exciting.
So for you to create income from more than one source is very true for you.
Oh, I love
it. You can do that with many, many different genres. And Mars being there right now, Mars is it's hitting your Venus over the next couple of days, and it's going to hit your Jupiter in a couple of weeks. So I think this next month, ride the train. But if you see that they're starting to lose money, if you're tracking this, and if you feel that it's the appropriate time to get rid of it, listen to your intuition because you have that Cancer sun. Okay?
Yeah.
Say,
yeah.
You know what? Time to liquidate this and put it somewhere else. Allow yourself the flexibility. If you're going to work with investment, you have to be of that nature and protect your own interests because they're not there to protect yours. Okay?
Right. I understand that. And okay. I have been. I have been. Like, that has been my intention right now for this last week and is to liquidate. So I'm right there with you. And it's interesting what you're saying about the housing thing too, because, you know, they're giving out tons of free money, the government, and I was going to apply for the housing thing. And I feel like a little bit bummed because I haven't been able to get to it yet, but like that's on my to-do list. It was to do today, but like I'll take care of it tomorrow to at least like start filling out an application because, and maybe you could tell me if what you see with this too, but I just feel really good with it in general is, you know, my parents have been paying my rent. It's just like a deal I have with them for the last couple years. And I just thought like this would be a step for me to just make sure I'm taken care of, like just to kind of exit the relationship with my parents because things haven't been good with them for a while. So if I get this grant money, then I would know – I mean, I would know that, like, something else is lined up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see
grant
about
grant money
that
is ruled by the 8th house, which is other people's money, okay? And there's no plants in Leo right now. Now, late July, August, probably your opportunities for that could be more abundant. I don't necessarily think it's now. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I'd have to agree with you with that. This is a process.
Yeah.
I can see why you want to go through the process. This is a process. So I would apply. I would look, and I agree with Aphrodite. You've got a lot of research to do. Okay, so do the research, take the time, go through the stages, and see what happens.
Okay. Do you see, like, is there a definite time slot as far as, like, when you see me moving? Because I don't really want to live in this location anymore. I mean, I'm still going
to
live in the general area, I think.
Where do you want to move? Just in the general area?
I mean, it feels like I'm going to move out of state, but I don't know.
All right. If you're staying within a three-state area, a tri-state area where you live, the plants are already in your third house right now. They went in there over the past week, which is why it's probably so much on your mind. We've got the sun, Chiron, and Venus in Aries right now in your third house of the tri-state area where you live. Now, those trines and blessing lines, they're going on right now with your moon in Leo, okay? Make sure it's a place you love and do the research now. Don't wait too long. At least get your inner vision focused on where you want to be as the I am that you are, okay? And that's what I'm going to suggest. Because once you know where you're going, these plants move through here very quickly. But you have to have a focal point. See, angels can come in and help you, but if you don't, they're here to serve what you desire. If you don't have a clear, even your angels are confused, okay? I'm just telling you, okay? So try and focus on where you want to go and do it, again, out of what you dream and desire and what you're going to feel comfortable and secure with because you are a Cancer sun, okay? But we're about to go off the air, but keep us posted and let us know.
Sure.
And you know our phone numbers. If you need something more in-depth, give Jacqueline or I a call. We're here to help everyone. You know, and we love doing the show, and we're so happy you checked in with us again today. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your help. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Many blessings to you. God bless. All right, bye.
Many blessings to you. Bye-bye.
You tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. And have a fantastic week and a wonderful full moon. And we'll speak to you next Sunday. God bless.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.